This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 205 for Thursday, December 29th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. At the start of trade on Thursday, the ICE Futures canola market is higher despite lighter activity and mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Crude oil is in decline due to the rising number of COVID-19 infections in China after the country eased its restrictions. A weaker U.S. dollar, the European Union and G7's price cap on Russian oil, and the reopening of U.S. oil refineries after being shut down due to weather are also affecting prices. Chicago soybean oil is up, but European rapeseed is lower, and Malaysian palm oil is mostly steady. The Canadian dollar is up nearly one-tenth of a U.S. cent from Wednesday's close. The January canola contract is up $13.50 per ton at $872.50, while the March contract is up $12.80 per ton at $876.80. In the U.S., corn is lower, while soybeans are making gains. However, wheat prices are down by the double digits. Corn prices are showing some declines due to the slow pace of U.S. exports and lagging ethanol demand. ANEC, a group of Brazilian exporters, has cut its estimate of December corn exports from the country by nearly 400,000 tons to 6.19 million. Meanwhile, Ukraine's agricultural ministry reported the country's corn shipments this season at 12.2 million tons as of December 28th, 18% higher than last year. The March corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.81. Crop analyst Dr. Michael Cordonnier has reduced its estimate for Argentine soybean production to 43 million tons, compared to 45 million in his previous estimate and 49.5 million projected by the USDA. ANEC is forecasting Brazilian soy exports for December at 1.715 million tons, slightly lower than its previous forecast. COVID-19 cases in China are also bringing pressure to prices. The January soybean contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.12, while the March contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.21. Wheat prices are falling on Thursday as Australia gets set to harvest its projected record wheat crop. Russia's agricultural ministry projected its wheat crop at 105.7 million tons, compared to the 91 million estimated by the USDA. Sovacon, a Russian ag firm, raised its outlook to 101.2 million. Ukrainian wheat exports are at 8.2 million tons this season so far, 40% lower than last year. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.74. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.70. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.22. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, December 29th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.